The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
the gospel in front of us really has no need of further exploration. It's a passage that is rich in imagery from beginning to end, and it's another one of John's accounts of Jesus's life that we would do well to reflect on in private, in prayer, meditating on the word and seeing how it is Jesus moves throughout the scene where we might find ourselves. Again, I tend to suppose where we might find ourselves. We might find ourselves in a cave in this one, waiting for Jesus to call us out. But we don't know. There are many characters within this particular scene with whom we can readily identify. It's just really a couple quick reflections for me, points of meditation, perhaps. One is that how Jesus encounters people, these people in particular, in their suffering and in their need. And this is Jesus who knows that, yes, Lazarus will rise from the dead. This is Jesus who is the Lord of life and who can give life to, yes, someone who has died. And yet when he comes on the scene, he doesn't just sweep everyone away and say, yeah, come on, it's not a big deal, I'm here, everything's going to be fine. He doesn't do that at all. Jesus enters their grief. Jesus, as one, I don't want to attribute this to myself, as one commentator said, Jesus weeps like a baby before them. No offense to Billy there, the baby. Jesus weeps like a baby before them. Can we imagine that? This is God. This is God who has power over life and death, crying like a little baby. Jesus enters their sorrow. Jesus takes it on. He takes it on and he lives it out so as to bear them up. Okay, so that's perhaps the first little reflection. The other is that we see Jesus walking through the scene. The scene actually turns on faith. Do you believe? Yes, Lord, I have come to believe. Now he can take action. It's only now that Jesus can take action, is when faith has already come about. We see here then Jesus, perhaps my third little reflection, is Jesus here is anticipating his own death and resurrection. Jesus knows before he leaves. He spends 2 days getting himself ready to go to Bethany because it's 2 miles from Jerusalem. And if he goes near Jerusalem, he's in a lot of trouble. But he's willing to go. He's willing to go. And he enters that place of death in order to bring new life. We don't share, my friends, in Lazarus's rising from the dead. We share in Jesus's death and resurrection. And we follow him like Thomas says, like Didymus says. Let us go and die with him. Wherever Jesus goes, we see, again within this passage, the light of the world is, and the rest is darkness. Even death is not dark for us if we but follow Jesus. And we will see these things and more besides. The raising of Lazarus is not the end, it's just the beginning. We'll see this and more besides as Jesus in us calls us to life from death and through us the entire world to come and share in his life, who is the light of the world.